Welcome to Healthy Mom, Healthy Baby Tennessee, a podcast brought to you by the Tennessee Initiative for Perinatal Quality Care. TIPQC exists to improve health outcomes for mothers and infants in Tennessee through our quality collaborative that will identify opportunities to optimize maternal and infant outcomes across our state and is funded under a grant contract with the state of Tennessee. The Healthy Mom, Healthy Baby Tennessee podcast is designed for medical professionals and for patients and families across the state. We will focus on all aspects of the perinatal period with special attention to reducing our maternal mortality rate. This podcast is brought to you through a cooperative agreement with the Alliance for Innovation on Maternal Health.
Welcome to the Healthy Mom, Healthy Baby Tennessee podcast, brought to you by the Tennessee Initiative for Perinatal Quality Care. I'm Brenda Barker, the TIPQC Executive Director. We're excited to have Kiriana Johnson with Nurses for Newborns join us today. Kiriana is a dedicated and compassionate nursing professional with over 3 decades of experience in maternal and infant health. A 1990 graduate of Tennessee State University School of Nursing, she began her career as a high-risk obstetrics nurse, spending the next 32 years specializing in labor and delivery and supporting mothers through some of the most vulnerable moments. From 2003 to 2014, Kiriana combined her clinical expertise with humanitarian service, traveling extensively to China, Nigeria, Zambia, Mongolia, Honduras, Haiti, and Mexico. There, she assisted orphans, led medical clinics, and coordinated surgical teams delivering vital healthcare services to women and children in underserved communities around the world. In 2018, she joined Nurses for Newborns as a part-time home visiting nurse, drawn by the organization's mission to provide critical support to new mothers and infants. Her leadership, dedication, and deep understanding of maternal child health led to her appointment as the nursing director in 2022. Kiriana remains passionately committed to helping families in Middle Tennessee thrive, ensuring every baby has a healthy start and every mother receives the care and guidance she needs. We are so honored to have you join us today. Thank you so much. You want to say a word to our audience?
Yes, thank you so much, Brenda, for inviting me to participate in the podcast. I love talking about the work. I love talking about Nurses for Newborns and just sharing my passion for the mission. So I appreciate it. Thank you.
No, thank you. Well, you have a very extensive introduction that I just shared, but is there anything else? Tell us about yourself.
Well, as you said, I've been a labor and delivery high-risk obstetrical nurse for over 30 years. Gosh, when you say that 3 decades, that makes me feel a little old. But yes, it's been a long time. But I started as a labor and delivery nurse mainly from my own experience as being a mom at the age of 18 and just remembering how scared I was. And I had wonderful family support. And even with that support, it was such a challenge that I really wanted to be able to help moms in a way that I feel like I had needed at the time that I had my first child. And so that's really what brought me to become a labor and delivery nurse. And then throughout that career, those 3 decades, I saw firsthand just how critical that follow-up care is for families, especially after they leave the hospital. And there were so many times I wanted to just follow the family home and make sure that they were well and supported and had what they needed, offer support, and just make sure that both mom and baby were doing okay. And that desire really stayed with me. In the work that I've done in all the different countries, all that mission work, what I realized was that mothers in all cultures really want the same things for their babies. And it's the same things that we want. We want our families to be safe. We want our families to be healthy. We want access to those basic necessities, food, housing, reliable medical care. And just through all of that work, I really was committed to helping mothers and infants thrive. So when I came to find out about Nurses for Newborns, I realized that finally this was a place where I actually could pull all of that together, my nursing experience, my passion for mothers and infants, all of it together, and finally do that, the care that I had really dreamed of for a long time.
That is wonderful to hear how all of this has weaved together in your life. Thank you so much for sharing that. And it's also wonderful when it's a passion, and you can tell that from here. So thank you so much. Well, I've looked at your website, and of course, I've known Nurses for Newborns for quite a while, but your website says Nurses for Newborns recognizes that a strong start in life paves the way for a lifetime of wellness. We believe that every baby should be as safe and healthy as possible and their family strong and confident in their care. We support families and work hard to prevent premature, challenging births, or rough conditions from taking away the chance to celebrate baby's first birthday. That is beautiful. Just tell us more about Nurses for Newborns.
So Nurses for Newborns in the Tennessee area began, it'll be 25 years next year. We provide those in-home nursing visits to support the families with the newborns here in Middle Tennessee. One of the things that makes us unique is that we are actually sending registered nurses into homes and that this is a free service. There's no cost to the family. We don't even look at whether a family is insured or has the ability to pay because our services are free. They're free and voluntary. So we're just really trying to promote the health, safety, and well-being of infants and empower those families to help their children thrive.
That's wonderful. Now, how amazing that there is no charge. Can you tell me, are you all statewide or are there other services in other parts of the state similar to you all?
So currently we serve 10 counties in Middle Tennessee. So we serve Davidson, Rutherford, Williamson, Wilson, Cheatham, Dixon, Robertson, Sumner, Montgomery, and Maury counties. As far as I know, the only other organization in Tennessee that actually sends registered nurses into homes would be the Nurse Family Partnership. I believe they serve about 12 counties, and they are mainly, I believe, in East and West Tennessee. There are some really great home visiting organizations that will provide community health workers. And I believe you can find some sort of an organization in every single county in Tennessee that provides that type of service. But as far as registered nurses going in and using our expertise with physical assessments, those mental health screenings, I believe it's just us and Nurse Family Partnership.
Wonderful. And we could put in our show notes your website and the other organizations that we can find that do that. So that is really great to hear. Could you tell us how to access your services? Do physicians, nurses refer to you, refer families? Do families find you on their own? How can we find you and your services or something similar in the state?
If a family is in need of our services, we are referral-based. So hospitals, any nurse in the hospital, let's say a postpartum nurse or a labor and delivery nurse who's caring for a client that they feel like could benefit from our services, they can access the website. There's a referral button. You just click and it will take you right to our referral page. Any physician, nurse practitioner, physician's assistant, social worker, case manager, anyone that is serving a family in more of a professional capacity, even school counselors, can refer. And things that qualify a family for our services. We serve teen mothers. We serve any infant who has had a NICU admission, who may be born prematurely, have some medical challenges, be medically fragile. They would all qualify for our services. Any prenatal or postpartum mother who has any medical conditions like hypertension, preeclampsia, diabetes, if they struggle with substance use disorder, if they struggle with mental health issues. Those are all things that would qualify a client for our services.
And I'm sure this varies from patient to patient or family to family, but can you just give us an idea of what those services might entail? How often? What would that look like for a family?
Once a family is referred, we contact them. We sort of explain who we are and what we do. If they accept services, then we assign them a nurse. And typically that nurse will follow that client throughout their course with nurses for newborns. Babies can be referred up until their first birthday, and they can actually receive our services until they're 2 years old. So if you think about the length of time that a family can be with us, it actually can be upwards of 2 to 3 years. I think on average, our families usually stay with the program around 6 to 8 months, but we do have families that will actually follow through that infant's second birthday. Once the nurse makes contact with the family, she actually will set up those visits with the family. Initially, we try to see a family about once a week. Then we will gradually sort of move that out to every couple of weeks and then monthly. And during that time, especially during like the prenatal time and that initial postpartum time, we are doing physical assessments with moms. We're checking blood pressures. We are talking about things like, for prenatal clients, count the kicks, monitoring that fetal movement. We're talking about the warning signs that they should be watchful for. We're covering that in the initial postpartum period as well with moms. So we really try to focus. I know our name says nurses for newborns, but we know if our moms are healthy and safe, then our babies are most likely going to be okay. And so the emphasis is on both mom and infant.
Well, if we had some patients and families listening today, and I imagine that we do, what would you want them to know? Do you have any advice to a new mom out there?
My biggest piece of advice to a family who is expecting or thinking about having a baby is to start planning early. This is a life-changing event. Even under the best of circumstances, we know that it can be challenging and stressful. And so really, the better that they prepare, the less challenging it can be. Nurses for Newborns is happy to be a vital part of that plan. We screen for postpartum depression. We talk about baby care. We help provide those baby basic care items, diapers and wipes and breast pumps and formula and all the things that a mom might need. We really want to take away a lot of that added stress that comes if a family doesn't have the resources that they need.
So are there other types of supports that families listening today might want to utilize for their child or for themselves?
Yeah, so for us, one thing that we do is follow the nurturing parenting curriculum that helps families really utilize a positive parenting approach. And then we also really try to connect families with community resources. So we are always looking for those things in the community that will help families long after we have exited the scene. We know that there are other organizations that do home visiting, like Nurture the Next, Tennessee Voices, that can provide access to like community health workers. And there are also, you know, lots of different parenting education opportunities in the community as well.
Wonderful. And we'll try to put some links to those in the show notes as well. Thank you so much for sharing those. Well, it has been wonderful talking to you today. Is there anything else you would want to share before we wrap up?
Really, Nurses for Newborns, every one of our nurses, we have 11 nurses and a social worker who work for us and serve clients in the counties that we are in. And everyone shares the mission that we just want our families to be successful and healthy and thrive. And the biggest part of that is prevention. So everything that we do, the education, the assessing, all of that really is geared towards prevention and wellness for the families. And with that, we do form really strong relationships with our clients because we typically see them for a longer period of time. And I believe those connections and relationships are what make a huge difference in the families that we are serving.
Absolutely. Well, it has been wonderful talking with you today. Thank you again for joining the Healthy Mom, Healthy Baby podcast. And also thank you for all the work you are doing in the community as you support our families, our moms, and our babies. So thanks again for joining us and look forward to another podcast in the future.
Thank you, Brenda.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Healthy Mom, Healthy Baby Tennessee, presented by TIPQC. TIPQC is funded under a grant contract with the state of Tennessee. Healthy Mom, Healthy Baby Tennessee is brought to you through a cooperative agreement with the Alliance for Innovation on Maternal Health. Do you have ideas for a future guest or topic, or even have a question you would like answered on upcoming episodes? Visit www.tipqc.org, that's TIPQC.org, and click on podcast to submit suggestions and questions to our podcast team. Make sure to subscribe to our podcast to be the first to know when new episodes are available, and find us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube to stay in the loop with our active projects and other relevant news relating to perinatal health in Tennessee.